Hi, welcome to Bible Talk. This week the question is, what does the Bible teach about matters of liberty? The New Testament devotes 4 chapters to the subject of Christian liberties. These chapters are Romans 14 and 1 Corinthians 8, 9, and 10. These chapters are not discussing matters of law. For example, baptism is a law of God. Baptism is commanded in Acts 2, verse 38. It is required for the forgiveness of sins. Baptism is not a liberty. It is a requirement. Therefore, the teachings of Romans 14 and 1 Corinthians 8, 9, and 10 do not apply to the subject of baptism. Another example is the law of God concerning fornication. In 1 Corinthians 6, verses 9 and 10, the Bible teaches it is sinful for anyone to have sex with another person they are not legally married to. Therefore, the teachings of Romans 14 and 1 Corinthians 8, 9, and 10 do not apply to the subject of fornication. Romans 14 and 1 Corinthians 8, 9, and 10 apply to matters of liberty, matters of permission. Now that brings up this question, what are matters of liberty or matters of permission? Matters of liberty are things which Christians are permitted to do, but are not required to do. The examples given in these particular scriptures are whether to eat meat or not to eat meat, Romans 14, verses 2 through 6, or whether to observe a holiday or not to observe the holiday, Romans 14, verses 5 and 6. These are just examples. In other words, now, in order for something to be a liberty, God has to say that it's a liberty. In other words, God has to explicitly say in Scripture, or He has to imply in Scripture, that an action is permitted. People are not allowed to just decide for themselves if something is permissible to God. Colossians 3, verse 17. Notice now the passage. I'm reading Romans 14, verses 1 and 2. The Bible says, "Receive one who is weak in the faith, but not to disputes over doubtful things. For one believes he may eat all things, but he who is weak eats only vegetables." There are 3 terms which must be defined here. First, the word faith. In this passage, the word faith does not refer to saving faith. The Bible speaks about someone who is weak in the faith. That's not weak in saving faith. We know this because verse 22 says, "Do you have faith? Have it to yourself before God." The New American Standard Version says, "The faith which you have it as your own conviction before God." Now, saving faith is something that we are commanded to share with other people, Mark 16, verse 15. But the faith mentioned in Romans 14 is a personal conviction concerning a matter of liberty. If a Christian is completely confident about participating in a liberty, then he has faith that what he's doing is the right thing. He needs to keep this personal confidence to himself because, after all, this is simply a matter of liberty. He is not required to do it, and if it causes problems, he must refrain from doing it. All right, the second word that we need to define is the word weak. In Romans 14, verse 1, the Bible says, "Receive one who is weak in the faith." Now, in this passage, one who is weak in the faith is someone who has an overly sensitive conscience. Now, all Christians should have sensitive consciences, but some have overly sensitive consciences. Some are convinced that eating any meat whatsoever would be wrong, and so they refrain from all meat. The point to remember here is that the weak person in this context is not someone who is unfaithful or someone who barely comes to church. This is not necessarily a recent convert. This is not an unreliable Christian. This is a faithful Christian with an overly scrupulous conscience, a conscience which will not allow him to participate with confidence in a matter of permission. The third word we need to define is the word strong. In Romans 15, verse 1, the Bible says, "We then who are strong ought to bear with the scruples of the weak and not to please ourselves." Now, the strong Christian does not mean he is more reliable, more dedicated, or a more mature individual. In this context, the strong Christian is one who does not have an overly scrupulous conscience. Now, he has a scrupulous conscience, but it's not overly sensitive, overly scrupulous. This person feels very confident that eating meat is permissible, and he can eat the meat with a clear conscience. Now, if you will take time to read the entire chapter of Romans 14, you'll see all the rules and applications that are made concerning matters of liberty. The keys to understanding this passage are simply this. First, remember that the rules of Romans 14 apply only to matters which God has granted as permissions. We are not free to include matters of law in the teachings of this chapter. Second, remember that the weak brother is a good Christian with an overly scrupulous conscience. This person should never participate in anything which he has doubts about. Romans 14, verse 23. And third, the strong brother is someone who feels very confident in participating in a matter of permission. But he must refrain if, by practicing his liberty, he encourages someone else to participate in something that they have doubts about. 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 10 through 11. Well, thank you for considering our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. There are no spaces between those words, willofthelord.com. And there at our website, you may download the notes and the audio file of this message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.